Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I am joined by the Nourished Caveman. It's actually a woman, and her name is Vivica, gosh, I hope I pronounced this right, Menegatz, and she is, you're going to love her accent. That's just a complete an aside there. She has a wonderful accent. She's actually from Italy. But today on the show, we talk about the keto paleo approach to eating. And ladies in particular that are listening to this, if you've never really kind of taken a deep dive into what paleo is about or keto or ketosis or paleo keto, but if you've experienced anything like hormonal imbalance, chronic inflammation, you're tired, excessively tired all the time. You've had weight gain issues or inability to lose weight, joint issues, just overall inflammation. And particularly for those of you that are maybe in your later 30s, in your 40s and beyond, and you've probably been told, oh, that's just getting older. This is definitely going to be, a series that you're going to want to tune into. We did a Twitter chat with Vivica a while back, and so she answered so many questions and enlightened so many women. And I can also personally testify, y'all have been following me for a while, this approach to eating has definitely made a huge impact on my health. It's something I consider my lifestyle, definitely something I can live with. I don't feel like I'm walking around carrying Tupperware with plain chicken breast and broccoli. So I'm very excited for you to listen to the first of two interviews with Vivica. I feel as though we barely scratched the surface, but use these first two interviews as a baseline, a foundation. And we have confirmed that Vivica is going to be coming back on the show for a more deep dive into keto, ketosis, and the benefits for our health, but also particularly for weight loss. So I know you're going to enjoy this interview. I know you're probably going to have questions as well. Make sure you let us know any of your questions on fitfluentialradio.com. But for now, tune in and enjoy this interview with the Nourished Caveman, Vivica Menegatz. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, we have Vivica. Oh, I'm so nervous to say her last name, Menegatz. And she can correct me when she starts talking, but I have been privately stalking her to get her on the show because we actually had Vivica, if I'm remembering correctly, on one of our Twitter chats. And the Nourished Caveman, we're going to get into talking about her blog, all the resources on the Nourished Caveman. It's one of my favorite resources on the web on keto, on paleo, on just nutrition. Amazing recipes. Can't say enough good things about it. But I do remember, Vivica, when you did that Twitter chat, that I was starring all of your tweets, and I'm like, oh my God, this is good stuff. We've got to have her on a series. This is amazing. She's one of the best people out there. And I told so many people about you. So very, very, very thrilled that Vivica is on the show with us today. So without further ado, we are going to dive right in. Vivica, welcome to the show. I mentioned to everybody that's listening, and of course, I spoke to this in your intro, you've got this amazing Nourished Caveman blog, and it has so many resources for folks that are interested in starting to pursue a keto paleo lifestyle or approach to eating, as I like to call it. This is what I practice in my life, and it has been the most amazing experience for my body, for fat loss, for just feeling good. But I'd love to have you get started when you connect with our audience for the first time here. Tell us how you began down this road towards, you know, what you now do with really owning it and being such an expert in the keto and the paleo world, if you will. When did you start eating healthier or start pursuing eating differently? And why was that?
Hi, Kelly. First of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure. And thank you for hosting me on that Twitter chat. That was a bit of a panic moment for me because I'd never done a Twitter chat before. So I was just like trying to catch up on my knowledge and like, how do I do this? You know, we try to keep up on the technology and like, you know, everything changes so fast. So it's like a constant learning, but I'm glad it went well. And, you know, I'm really happy that it connected us. I'm super excited to be on the podcast and talking with you. So about my health story, health journey, I think that is kind of typical of so many practitioners and so many people that are in the healing arts, that it's your own problems and your own health challenges that lead you to become an expert in certain things. It's
Amen.
Because, you know, you're faced with it yourself and like you are so kind of frustrated and, you know, challenged by what's going on that you finally have to take things in your own hands and start like figuring things out for yourself, because honestly, there is not a lot of help out there. And I think probably your listeners will identify, especially as a woman in her 40s, as I am. And that's when my problems really started coming to the surface, as you know, in my early 40s, that the kind of situations we face a lot of times don't get answers. And if you go to traditional doctors, like medical doctors, or the medical establishment doesn't have so many answers for the challenges. So what happened to me is that I think I was about 43 and I started studying nutrition, and I was working in a practice under a doctor of chiropractic that was changing her practice to a nutrition practice. Dr. Deborah Penner, she was my first mentor and amazing, just amazing mentor. She really changed my life and kind of forced me and pushed me into this career, which turns out to be my soul calling. But so I was working with her and being an advocate for nutrition and counseling her patients. I was getting my certification done. So really practicing and very passionate about nutrition, practicing everything that I was studying, everything that I was working. And at the same time, you know, thinking I'm doing the best possible thing. But I was gaining weight. I was always tired. My inflammation was really high. I, you know, had joint problems, like joint pain, starting to have, you know, those little aches and pains that everybody tells you that, oh, you're getting older, that's normal.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute. And that is definitely what everybody tells women is it's either, oh, it must be early menopause, or, oh, it's just getting older.
Your
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your hormones are all over the place and that's normal. You're getting symptoms. That's normal. You're getting, you know, problems with your periods, you know, fibroids, whatever it might be. And so in my case, it was weight gain and tired and, you know, I guess I was like, okay, but, you know, I should accept this. And my family in Italy, because I'm from Italy, you know, I come from a family from my mother, maternal grandfather died of diabetes. All his family, they were really big, you know, overweight people, not just tall and big, but also really overweight. And from my other side of the family, history of cancer, not pretty. So, you know, you come with these ideas that the doctors also tell you, like, it's genetics, you're predisposed, so, you know, you have diabetes in the family, of course, you're going to end up the same way. And I was like, no, I am healthy, I'm doing everything right, it's not, never going to happen. And then one day, I measure my blood sugar. And I had the rudest awakening ever because I found that my blood sugar, I started measuring not just once, but several times. And I was well into pre-diabetic ranges. And for me, that was like the biggest slap in the face, but also it was the best awakening ever, because, you know, there is not a lot of people out there that have this kind of problems. And also, you know, my periods were starting to be all over the place, and I started having fibroids, and I, you know, my periods were getting really heavy and painful and crampy. All of those things, if you're a woman out there with those symptoms, and, you know, if you would start measuring your blood sugars, maybe you would have the same kind of awakening. Something is wrong. But a lot of people don't know better, and they don't know what's happening.
Can I ask you a question? Yes, of course. I'm so sorry. I'm being that obnoxious podcast interviewer. I interrupted you.
It's okay.
You mentioned blood sugar, or, you know, getting your blood work done. So that was something you did on your own. Your doctor was not taking your blood work and analyzing that. Is that right?
Well, first of all, again, here, I am a little bit kind of, I was in a better situation than most people. First of all, because I don't go to doctors, and unless it's something really, really bad, like a major infection or a broken something or an accident. But I usually try to stay away from doctors, because I know that doctors don't offer any really good solutions for things like degenerative diseases or conditions like, you know, I had gallbladder disease pretty much for 15 years until I finally resolved it on my own through nutrition. But, you know, if I went to a doctor, guess what? My grandma had her gallbladder removed, and so did my mom. So that was the road, you know, and I just refused to go down that road. Maybe in Italy, we call it bastian contrario. There are people that are especially stubborn, and they're just always going to do things a different way. But
What does that phrase mean again?
Bastian contrario, that you have to do everything opposite to everybody else.
That sounds like Italian swearing, and I kind of like it. I'm going to have to write that down later and call somebody that.
It's actually something you can say to a kid. It's a clean word.
Bastion. That's what I like. I'm just going to say that to people, like, oh, bastion.
Bastion contrario, because contrario means opposite. So it's like you're the one that wants to do everything different. And in some cases, it's good, you know, because I always
absolutely
believe that we have the power to heal. And I think that this is, for me, the very core of my philosophy, the core of my whole existence and mission in the world, and what I'm doing, first of all, for myself and then for everybody else. But, you know, I thought, like, I refused to give up my gallbladder. I fought with my mom for years about keeping her gallbladder, but she, you know, she tried a little bit. She didn't try hard enough, I think. And then she gave up and had it removed. And she was very sick afterwards. Ever since she removed the gallbladder, nothing got better. And now she has to be on a nutritional protocol pretty much forever for the missing gallbladder. But for me, that was one of the stepping stones that got me to this place where I am, resolving my gallbladder issues first. So I was very encouraged. And when it came to, like, hormonal issues and the weight issues and the blood sugar issues, I was, you know, definitely determined to find a solution and not giving in to, like, metformin or insulin or any of those things. So I
was put on metformin, and I ended up getting, I got off of it. It was the last doctor I was with. And when I started doing what you did, I started down the path of going on bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment. And at first it was great. It did impact my health, it impacted my health and sleep. And then when Valerie Waters, who I actually interviewed for the show, we'll link up to her later. I'm not sure if you've heard of her, Vivica, but she's a celebrity fitness trainer out in LA. And she was visiting us in Chicago for a photo shoot for Fitfluential. And she was observing what I was eating for breakfast. And she's like, if you have insulin resistance, you know, why are you eating, you know, this Ezekiel bread, which I'm obsessed with and I love. But at the time, she's like, probably not good for you. And at that point, she's like, isn't your doctor telling you to, like, change your diet because you have insulin resistance? And I was pre-diabetic and hypothyroid. I was actually Hashimoto's.
Me too.
But I had to Yeah, I had to ask for that test because he hadn't done that test. And so when I cut out because of her, I took her advice and then I did some research on insulin resistance and diet for Hashimoto's. And I cut out corn, white rice, bread, and I lost 11 pounds in 3 weeks. It might be 9 pounds. It was 9 or 11 pounds in 3 weeks where I had not lost weight in forever. But yeah, once you go down that road, you know, then I started looking just like you. Well, you weren't on metformin, but I looked at metformin. I'm like, this is not good for me. This has some serious side effects. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I've been able to make more progress. And in fact, one of the things I'm discussing with my current doctor is getting off of Natrathroid. I don't think Natrathroid does anything for me. That's my personal opinion. Yeah. I'm obviously not a doctor. But again, just for everybody to do a little pause here, mm-hmm. we always talk about this on the show. We encourage everybody. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to say that any guest we have on the show is the one way for you to get better or lose weight or sleep better. But do your own research. You're gonna go down a path. You're going to find out what works for you, but definitely push back. I mean, everything, Vivica, that you're talking about with, you know, in the Italian way that you said it, which was lovely, but push back. Don't just go with the flow and take an order that your doctor gives you. If you're seeing a doctor, become your own advocate, push back, ask questions, and question everything. So again, I interrupted you, but I just wanted to make okay. that point, and you're so yeah. right. Continue.
Yeah, thank you for making that point. I am 100% behind that. And you know, I will never tell my patients, like, stop a medication or don't take this or don't do that, because that is not my field of competence. I'm not a doctor and I don't pretend to be. Their choice is, you know, if they want it, or they, many of them come to me with medication, but, you know, I cannot touch that part, but I can recommend what I would do or what I did, you know, and then, you know, inform yourself, educate yourself, and make your own decisions. And definitely talk with your doctor. And sometimes they have to argue with their doctors, because they're the doctors, you know. And that can be a long conversation, but anyways, you know, I want to try to empower my patients to have the right information so they can make better decisions, and they're not, let's just say, a powerless victim of this system, medical system, that kind of funnels you into one size fits all, you know, and yep. doctors don't really have the resources, training, patience, or sometimes, poor things, even the willingness, because they're so overworked and, you know, and so brainwashed, sorry to say that, but they can't give you the right information. So it's up to us to take back the power. Well, so long story short, what happened to me is that I started doing research, and that, of course, led me very quickly to ketogenic diets. And so I dove in, like, head first with, you know, all the Italian passion that I have, and really fell in love with this lifestyle and this way of eating. So a little premise here is that, yes, I was studying nutrition. So I was already coming from a background of eating paleo. And before that, also Weston Price. I don't know if any of your listeners are familiar with Dr. Weston A. Price. But it's like nutrient-dense foods and traditional diets, ancestral diets. So that evolved into paleo, which then evolved into ketogenic. But it evolved into ketogenic just pretty much as ratios of eating and entering into ketosis and using ketosis as a tool to restore metabolism. Because when we talk about, you know, women in their 40s specifically, less about men, and especially men, they're less acceptable, and younger women less acceptable. But as we get older, we're very susceptible to these hormonal fluctuations. So when we work with ketosis, one thing that you won't find a lot about this information in the mainstream world of ketogenic is that interaction with ketosis and a ketogenic diet and the foods on a ketogenic diet with your hormonal balance. And I find that, you know, I see it very much out there, especially in the United States. I have a lot of patients in the United States. I have a lot of patients in Canada. I also have patients in Europe, and I used to take more patients in other parts of the world. But as I have kind of you know, fine-tune my program. Now I like to work with specific supplements so that I try to work only with people that can access those supplements. But in our part of the world, there is an epidemic, really an epidemic of thyroid and adrenal problems. And, you know, thyroid and adrenals for both men and women, adrenals for especially both men and women, but thyroid especially for women. And the reason is that our hormonal balance is much more delicate and complicated than the one of a man because of the sex hormones.
It's not right. It's just not right.
It's not fair.
Seriously. And I have to just jump in here because for all the ladies that are listening that are experiencing so many of these side effects, and if you haven't started taking this journey to better health seriously, and you might think, again, somebody's telling you, maybe your friends at the gym, your colleagues at work, folks in your family, they'll be telling you if you're in your 40s, you have health issues, you have, if you've gone to your OB and you've got excessive bleeding, we hear these from women all the time, excessive bleeding, their periods are like, they're hemorrhaging, they have cysts on their ovaries. And, you know, typically an OB, mine did at the time, the OBGYN, they're just going to say, oh, let's just put you on the pill, that'll solve everything. Well, don't even get me started on the birth control pill. And right. I mean, I honestly could, we could do a whole series on birth control and what they don't tell you. When I, like many others at age 19, I'm like, this is so awesome. I'm going to go to Planned Parenthood and I'm only going to get my period for 2 days and I'll never have it on the weekend. Awesome. And it's so cheap. Yay. And then I was on, you know, birth control for the better part of 25 years, in addition to a whole lot of antibiotics. And I wonder why my hormones are so jacked. So I'm going to tie this back down. Trust me. If you're experiencing, ladies that are listening, all of these issues, and you have a lot of people that are telling you, oh, it's just getting older, trust me when I say you can address all of these issues, see a marked improvement. I am 48 years old. And if you go and check out my Instagram or my Twitter, my blog, it has not been updated in nearly long enough, recently enough, but it will be. You'll see I've been talking about my journey for quite a long time. I have made more progress the past 3 to 4 months with getting really right on a program and a diet lifestyle that works for me. For me, it's a combination of intermittent fasting and a keto paleo way of eating with, you know, a cheat meal here or there, but also decreasing stress. But I'm telling you, if you get on the right path, you can make a huge, huge change. But you've got to start going down a different path like Vivica did. You know, she started down that different path right away. She didn't accept what people were telling her. And she chose to be her own advocate, chose to do her research. And too many people will accept the pill, will accept the prescription, will accept what a doctor or an OBGYN is telling them, and they're going to give up. Just understand, back to the women are more complex than men to fix. Women and our hormones, it's the way that my first doctor, who started me on the BHRT, he said, women are like a symphony. Men, we just fix testosterone and they're better. They only have to fix one thing. Those bastards. And I don't care. What's the Italian word for bastards? Can I just ask that?
That's not such a clean language.
Okay, just say it. Okay, I don't want to get you in trouble. And especially if your mom's going to be listening. But right. Like men, all they have to do is fix testosterone. With women, you've got, you know, again, typical Hashimoto's. You've got, we've got our progesterone. We've got our estradiol. I hope I'm saying these correctly. I'm used to talking about them for so much. We've got our blood sugar. We've got testosterone. Yes, testosterone is very important for women. Yeah. It's six, probably 10 or 12. 12 different aspects of things. I mean, when I get my blood work done, it's usually 4 pages long, what we're testing. And that can be so many things. And we'll also be linking up to a great partner that we've chosen so that you can start looking into getting some comprehensive blood work done. I think it's so important. But, you know, again, just don't be discouraged, ladies, but do know it is complicated. It is different for each one of us, but that's also something you need to know as you head into fixing your health, that it is going to be unique what works for you. What worked for your sister or your mom or whatever it's not going to necessarily work for you. You might find something easier or more difficult, but it's got to be unique to you. So Vivica, continue. I interrupted you again.
Yeah, that's fine. And, you know, it's funny, Kelly, because like, I think we must have been like twin sisters separated at birth or something. Not only we're the same age, but we're having the same challenges that we face.
It's very common.
I know it is. It's very common. And I see it over and over and over again in people that come to me with very, very similar profiles. And they find it, it's great that you're like offering some resources for people that want to do their own blood tests and lab testing, because the doctors sometimes, because of insurance, they cannot order all the markers that you actually would like to see. You know, from a functional medicine standpoint, and again, I'm not a doctor, but I was trained in functional blood chemistry. And so it's so different. Like, sometimes we have to fight with my patients for them to get the markers that I want to see on their labs. So sometimes I tell them, just like, if you can pay a little bit more and get it done yourself, just order this. And honestly, for hormones, I use saliva testing. And that is a way better option, when, especially when it comes to female hormones. I was trained in doing saliva testing for female hormones. I honestly have to say it's not my favorite thing, because it is like a symphony. And, you know, you have to be kind of the conductor, even though you're always, you can't escape hormones. You know, when you are dealing with patients, you're dealing with women, like, it's something you can't escape. But I would rather kind of deal with thyroid and adrenal as my specialty rather than female hormones. But
so true. You know, so true. And you know what? I'm going to, I'm boldly interrupting you here, because I think what this is a good time for us, because we're going to, this has been like the trailer, the lead up to, we're going to make this a two-part interview. And so what I'm going to do is say, folks, if you're listening, you need to tune in, because we're going to start deep diving into keto and paleo and how it helps women with hormonal issues and women that are looking for weight loss and feeling like they can't get there. So I encourage you all to tune in to the second part of this interview with Vivica. Tune in. Thanks, everybody. This marks the end of part one in our series of interviews with Vivica Menegatz. Tune in for part two.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of FitFluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.